Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Well, we've got Monday Night Football tonight, Eagles-Packers. I think it could be a really good game. Yesterday was a pretty good day in the National Football League, and it was even better because my Cowboys didn't lose. They didn't play, so yeah, got that going for me. Tolos, want to hear from you on this overreaction Monday, 844-326-3663. JR gets in on the Hub City Spartan Burgers text line. JR says big win for Clemson, but let's be honest, Florida State not very good. Thanks for the text, JR. And yes, there is some truth to that. There is some truth to that. We'll continue to talk about Clemson. We've got to get to the AP poll, top 25. It's Overreaction Monday. Tolos, want to hear from you at 5 o'clock in terms of what your overreaction is from the sports weekend. 844-FAN-PHONE. That's FANFONE. What happened in college football? Tolos, did you get your YouTube TV situation figured out, by the way? I'm on the Disney Plus app. Just to give you an update, I do have Disney. Is it Disney Plus? Is that right? Maybe I'm saying that wrong, but I have the Disney app, which does allow me to watch some of the games. It's pretty affordable. However, I was told yesterday that Sling TV might be the best option. So I don't know if you Tolos know this or not. I was talking about this with the Tolo during the commercial break on the text line, but apparently with Sling TV, and let me know if I have this information wrong, you can do a college football day pass, which runs for 24 hours on Saturday. It gets you all of the channels, and I don't think it's called like the college football day pass. I think it's just like an ESPN day pass. But the reality, what I'm trying to get at is you can, for $5 or $6 a day, you can have the ESPN channels at your disposal on Sling TV. So I'm thinking about going that option. I don't know. I hadn't tried it. I didn't use it this past weekend. A buddy of mine did, and he said that it worked pretty well for him. Tolos, let me know if you've tried that. Sling TV free, what's it called? Day Pass. I don't know if it's an ESPN Day Pass or just a Sling TV Day Pass. I think that's a pretty good option, though, because $5 to watch your ESPN content on a Saturday, I mean, my gosh, you can't beat that. And the problem is I want to keep YouTube TV because I have Sunday Ticket. And if I get rid of YouTube TV, then I lose Sunday Ticket. I lose Red Zone. I love Red Zone. I watched it like all day yesterday. So officially, I still have YouTube TV. I have not axed it yet. I'm close. I'm closer today than I have been. But I just can't. When I turn the TV on Saturday morning and all I see is that Big 10, Big 12. Oh, my gosh. I'd rather just, you know, kick a wall at that point. I can't stand it. Big noon kickoff. Are you kidding me? I mean, that is the worst Saturday show. And there's nobody out there that loves college football more than I do. And to wake up on Saturday and be forced to watch Big Noon Kickoff, it is the worst show on television. I think I'd rather watch Oprah Winfrey at this point. It is so bad. Big noon kickoff. I don't know what the ratings are. I would assume the ratings are higher now because YouTube TV and ESPN have cut off. I mean, that's the only reason I can think the ratings might be higher. But goodness gracious, that big noon kickoff, it feels like they should be paying you to watch that, right? So I'm going to Saturday, I'm going to try the day pass on Sling TV to see how that works out, just so I can watch College Game Day, because 2 weeks in a row now, I've gone without College Game Day. I've gone without my regular ESPN games. It sucked. I don't want to have to go to the Disney Plus app and scroll through that way to try to find the ESPN games. But I guess that's what I'm going to have to do. I guess that's what I'm going to, you know, figure out it's now managing all of these platforms and apps. Instead of on YouTube TV, it all being there. You could have got the ESPN, you could have got the Fox, yada, yada, yada. Now you have to switch back and forth, back and forth, and I hate that. Dan B. says, crazy how Fox NFL pregame is the best, and their NCAA version is garbage. And, you know, I don't mind the Fox NFL pregame. I like both. I do think I would agree with you, Dan B. I like Fox NFL pregame a little bit more than I like the ESPN countdown. The only thing is that you do get on ESPN, even though I love watching Jimmy Johnson and those guys on Fox, I do love Rex Ryan on ESPN on Sundays leading up to NFL kickoff. So I'm with you. Fox NFL pregame's really good. The NCAA, the college, the big noon kickoff, it's bad. And you know what's weird? I thought it would be better because of Portnoy, because I like Dave Portnoy, but it's not. It is stale. It is just, I'm telling you what, it's making my throat hurt right now just talking about it as I grab a drink. I'm telling you, it is so, and I guess the problem is we're comparing it to College Game Day. We're comparing it to Pat McAfee and Nick Saban and Kirk Herbstreit, something we all grew up with. I don't know how Utolos do it. And there are people out there who will wake up and intentionally watch Big Noon Kickoff. Oh, my gosh. I don't see how you do it. On purpose, without, you know, losing a bet. I mean, it is just not the same. So I think that's where I'm at. I've had a couple of Tolos tell me that, you know, the Hulu TV is the way to go. And then I had somebody tell me yesterday that Hulu TV is just not it. I don't know if ESPN and YouTube TV will ever work it out. I tweeted out yesterday joking when, you know, the reports came out that the government was going to open back up. I said, now can we get YouTube TV and ESPN to the table and figure this crap out? Because it's getting ridiculous. And I would love to know. I don't know if the numbers are out there. It feels like something Dan B would know. I would love to know how many subscribers YouTube TV has lost in this whole debacle, because it's got to be a lot. Buckeye Mike says, I haven't missed ESECPN at all. Well, Buckeye Mike, there's something wrong with you, right? I mean, you are an Ohio State guy. And I'm kidding, by the way. I love you. But you're an Ohio State guy. Of course you're going to prefer Big Noon Kickoff. And the Ohio State fans, I guess they can stomach it because, you know, as people they know and they're used to, it's just not the same. Buckeye Mike also says, nope, I'm enjoying some good Big Ten football and the weather. I love YouTube TV. I'm never getting rid of it. And Mike, I feel the same way. I absolutely love YouTube TV. Love it. And I now all of a sudden have found myself in a pickle because, like I said, the Sunday, you know, the Sunday ticket and NFL Red Zone, it's great. I love how you can record on YouTube TV. I love a lot of things about it. But now with this whole ESPN thing, man, it's really bad. April Mosley on YouTube says, oh, it's absolutely horrible. Can't stand Portnoy. You know, I like him, April. I like him, but on that show, I don't know what it is. He just doesn't seem to fit, you know? I guess we all thought that he would elevate the ratings, and I guess essentially that's why they brought him on. But I don't know. I don't think people are tuning in to see Dave Portnoy. Texter from the 803, Texter says, not being able to see Ryan Clark has been awesome. That's a good text.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I know a lot of people, I think you either love or hate Ryan Clark. And it's not so much the daytime, the weekday shows I miss. I cannot stand not being able to watch game day. It's just a staple. I grew up on it. I love having game day on. In the last 2 weeks, I intentionally stayed home and didn't go to a game so I could just watch football. And it's been the worst. It's been the worst. I don't know how I'm going to do it. We'll see what happens. Maybe I go Sling TV. Buckeye Mike says, Big Noon kickoff is not that good. I don't like it either. Can't stomach Portnoy. Well, I know why you can't stomach Portnoy. I know why, because he's a Michigan guy and you're an Ohio State guy. I get that. RJ on the text line says, I'm not really a big fan of the Fox NFL pregame. It's time for Terry Bradshaw to go, with all due respect to what he accomplished in his career. I think RJ, Terry's the only one on there I don't like. I think I'm with you on that. The rest of the guys on Fox NFL pregame, I'm okay with. I like him. But you're right. Terry Bradshaw, I think it's time for him to go ahead and hang it up. It does seem as if old Terry is ran his course. And we all loved him, to your point. We all respect, you know, what he did and his career, right, in the NFL. But I don't know. I don't know. I think it might be time for him to move on. Tolos, let me know what your favorite game of the weekend was that you got to watch, however you watched it. I'll tell you this. I tweeted out on Saturday, I, at times this college football season, have thought to myself, college football seems a little dull this year. And I don't know if I'm alone in that thinking, but maybe it's because our in-state teams absolutely suck. Maybe that's the reason. But I found myself many times this year thinking, man, college football this year just hadn't felt like it normally feels. However, with that being said, Saturday I did watch Indiana Penn State. And maybe for the first time this season, I thought to myself, oh boy, this is what I watch. This is what I want to see happen. This is what makes college football so great. Indiana over Penn State Saturday, 27-24. Penn State 3-6 now, 0-6 in the Big Ten. They had that game in the bag. Penn State had it. And maybe it's not just a James Franklin thing after all, right? Penn State had that game in the bag, and, man, Indiana storms back. What a catch, by the way. The toe tap in the end zone by Omar Cooper Jr. I mean, was that the greatest college football play of the entire season? It might have been. It might have been the greatest one of the entire season. Maybe the best catch I've ever seen in my life. I mean, it was that good. Omar Cooper Jr.'s toe tap. Indiana survives. And boy, what a loss that would have been. 27-24, Indiana finds a way to pull it out. And you know, that's what good teams do, right? You say that, oh, well, Indiana, they struggled against a bad Penn State team. But the reality of it is, man, when you're a good team, every good team has its weeks, has its days where they just don't have it. They're not on their game. And that was the case for Indiana on Saturday. They weren't on their game, but somehow, some way, found the way to pull through. And they were phenomenal in the closing moments when they had to be phenomenal. It was almost that clutch factor, that it factor, that they were able to somehow win that football game. So hats off to Kurt Cignetti and Indiana. Dan B says, the internet thinks up to 24% has or may leave YouTube TV out of approximately 10 million. Well, Dan B, if that's true, 24% of 10 million is a lot of people. And if 24% have already left, that's a lot of people that have unsubscribed from YouTube TV. And you know what? I could see that being true. By the way, that's 2.4 million subscribers. 2.4 million subscribers. I mean, that's a lot of money. And that's a lot of, you multiply 2.4 million times whatever YouTube TV charges now. Is it $80? Is that right? $80 for a YouTube TV subscription? If you're telling me 24% have subscribed or have unsubscribed, that is, that's a lot of money YouTube TV's lost. And I know a lot of people say, well, it's on ESPN. It's not really on YouTube TV, and I get it, but still. You would think an agreement would have been made by now. JB says all this streaming crap is starting to be not as it was originally advertised. Was supposed to be streamlined everything and be cheaper, but now it seems out of control. JB, it definitely has made it more challenging. I'll say that. It definitely has made it more challenging. Michael T. from Gaffney says Sling TV has a day pass for $5 that will get you through Saturdays. Well, Michael T., number one, appreciate you listening. Number two, I'm assuming you just tuned in because about 5 minutes ago I just brought that up with the Sling TV day pass. Another friend of mine told me about that, Michael. So if you are seconding Sling TV day pass for $5 that will get me all of those channels on Saturday, I am all in on that. I mean, I think that's a great deal. Yes, I would like for it to be on YouTube TV, and yes, I would like to have the day, you know, ESPN channels for days other than just Saturday, but that's not a bad deal, Michael from Gaffney. Appreciate you listening to the show. Buckeye Mike says Oregon, Iowa. He also says that was a great one, too, talking about Indiana and Penn State. I didn't get to see much of Oregon, Iowa. I did illegally, I guess, watch Alabama versus LSU through a pirated streaming website that a buddy of mine sent me. I don't know if I should admit to that, but I did. I was able to watch it on my computer and then, you know, like airplay it to the TV. So Alabama LSU was intriguing. The 20-9 final score, I thought, wasn't truly indicative of how the game was. Like LSU just, they couldn't capitalize. And Alabama, I mean, you're up 17-3 at the half, and to think Alabama at halftime is only going to score three more points in the entirety of the football game, right? Who would have thought that? I thought Alabama left a lot on the table Saturday. That was a decent game. I thought it was. Georgia-Mississippi State was interesting. My upset pick wasn't even close to hitting BYU over Texas Tech. For all those out there that took BYU over Texas Tech as I did, I guess I'll apologize. That was horrendous. And then Wake Forest. How about the Demon Deacons? 6-3 now, 3-3 in conference play. What do they do Saturday? 16-9 win over Virginia, who was the number 14 team in the country, I believe. It was now a two-loss team, one loss in the ACC. Virginia's interesting, only scoring 9 points at home against Wake Forest. Not what you expected. So we're going to get to the ACC a little bit later in the show because the ACC right now is just a dumpster fire in terms of who's leading the division, what good teams there are. I think the ACC is kind of a mess right now. We'll get into that. But we've got to get to our top headlines. It's our Daily Wires next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.